this time. The wise and everlasting God. It is another occasion that thou hast allowed us to assemble in this holy sanctuary. Dear Father in heaven, in the name of Christ, we thank thee, O Lord, that we have been allowed to meet again. O Lord, we realize since our last assembly, multiple people from all walks of life has gone on and are now awaiting the trials and the realities of another world. The Dearly Father, thou hast been merciful. Thou hast been good. And, O Lord, thou hast allowed our time to roll on a little while longer. Dear Father in heaven, we come this afternoon, O Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking thee, dear Heavenly Father, for things being well with us as they are. Realizing, dear Heavenly Father, that things could be far worse. O Lord, have mercy. Dear Father in heaven, we thank thee, O Lord, for our families. We thank thee, O Lord, for watching over us last night. We thank thee, O Lord, for allowing us to rise up early this morning. O Lord, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Dear Heavenly Father, create within us a clean heart. O Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. Dear Father in heaven, bless the sick this afternoon. Dear Father, some in the hospitals, some in the nursing home, some are confined to their private home. But, oh, Lord, have mercy wherever they are and where mercy can be found. We realize, oh, Lord, that we have left undone those things which thou hast commanded us to do. We realize, oh, Lord, that we have done those things which thou hast forbidden us to do. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive what we have been. And, oh, Lord, rely, please, Lord, help us to amend what we are now. And in our future, dear Heavenly Father, help us to become what you would have us to be. Oh, Lord, have mercy this morning upon us for Jesus' sake. Dear Father in heaven, we realize, O Lord, that we have walked contrary to thy holy will. But, O Lord, lead us, Lord, in the path of righteousness by thy name's sake. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Some of us, dear Lord, have lost the joy of serving a true and living God. Have mercy upon us for Jesus' sake. Empower us this afternoon with the power of the Holy Ghost, that we may truly proclaim thy word. Oh Lord, and on next Sunday, afternoon, bless the minister who is to speak here. The Heavenly Father, go with him and stand by him for Jesus' sake. Oh Lord, have mercy, dear Heavenly Father, upon those that are hungry today, those that are naked, those, oh Lord, that are unsaved, those, dear Heavenly Father, who are experiencing bereavement and loss on all levels and areas of life. Hear us today, dear Heavenly Father, for Jesus' sake. Bless the discouraged this afternoon. Bless those, oh Lord, who have experienced disappointments. Dear Heavenly Father, let them know, oh Lord, that there's hope and there's salvation in the realities of Jesus, the only begotten Son, the Christ. Have mercy, dear Heavenly Father. Bless those that mourn today. Oh Lord, you said in your word, blessed are those that mourn, oh Lord, for they shall be comforted. Let them know, dear Lord, that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. After a while, dear Lord, when the walks of this life is all over, when we have gone, when we've gone the last mile of the way. Oh Lord, when we have bared our burdens in the heat of the day. Oh Lord, when the sun is going down on our wretched lives. When our steps, oh Lord, are getting shorter. When our eyes began to get dimmer. When our hearing, oh Lord, began to get lesser. Oh Lord, please, Lord, admit us. Admit us into thy kingdom. Somewhere above and beyond the clouds. Where we can be with thee now and forevermore. Where the sun will always shine. The uncloudy day, every day will be hotty and never say goodbye. If we should cry, O Lord, thou hast said that thou would wipe all tears away. Do these things for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. It's prayer time. You ought to lay your burdens down to the Lord. We all have our burdens. We all have our problems. If you have, won't you come? If you have not, remain where you are. Hallelujah. How anybody can live in this world without having any kind of problem, I don't know. Maybe God knows, but I don't. Amen.
Amen.
If you will, collectively speaking, take your liturgical guide and read with us in the 27th chapter of St. Matthew in the 6th verse, and also the philosophy of D4 on the side. Let us read together. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful for to put them into the treasure, because it is the price of blood." On the next page, all good things of the world are no further good to us than as they are of use, and of all we may heap up and enjoy only as much as we can use and no more. By default. God bless you and thank you for your spiritual indulgence. Derived from this passage of scripture, this afternoon affords us the subject blood money. Blood money. From the pulpit on down in my long career of being a minister, I have heard it wrong. And you have. That money is the root of all evil. Wrong. Wrong. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." On this beautiful Palm Sunday afternoon, it all started at the upper room, where Jesus was to have the Last Supper, and there he predicted the betrayal. Then he commanded his disciples to go and find the colt of an ass that he rode triumphantly into Jerusalem on for the fourth and the last time, where they spread the branches of palm in his pathway, hailing, "Ride on, Hosanna in the highest, thou blessed King." 5 days later, these same people said, "Crucify." After entering into Jerusalem, where he knew that he would be arrested, there he purged the temple, where they had taken it for a marketplace. There he made the announcement, if the temple was destroyed, that he would rebuild it in 3 days. Don't ever destroy anything that you can't replace. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane for 1 hour alone while his disciples slept. There he was kissed as the betrayal sign of Judas, and then went on to the halls of Caiaphas and Pontius Pilate. But we won't deal with that now. My brethren and my sisters, today our protagonist is Judas Iscariot. There are more than one Judas in the Bible, but this particular Judas Iscariot, the apostle who betrayed Jesus, the surname signifies of his hometown, Kerioth, a town in southern Judah. He was the treasurer of the apostolic band. Judas was the only one of the 12 who was not a Galilean. I would like to classify him as being extraneous or an outsider or foreigner. May we take time out to say this. I know for myself, Dr. Callaghan, Pastor First Baptist, and the new minister at Zion Bridge Creek from Beston, Alabama, and Dr. Curry, friend of mine at Spring Hill. As congenial as we try to be, and try as hard to be one of you, as lovable as we try to be, there seemingly is a strange line, an invisible line, sometime it becomes visible, that we are outside. By your reactional response and other myriad responses, let us know that we are still on the outside. What I'm trying to say, I don't know, this may be called the cause of Judas, why he acted the way that he did.